Our text for this morning is the second reading from the second letter of Peter, chapter 3, verses 8 through 14. I read for you again these words beginning at verse 11. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. This is our text. Dear Christian friend, I remember when I was a kid, when I was sort of procrastinating at pokey and getting things done, my mother would exclaim, "What are you waiting for, Christmas?" Well, we are at a time of the year where I could answer, yes. But we are also waiting for much more. Now, you probably noticed that society, especially the commercial industry, starts getting ready for Christmas earlier and earlier all the time. Now it's Halloween, and they're already getting ready for Christmas. You know what? They're slackers compared to what we're doing here this morning, because we're getting ready for something that we don't even know when it's happening yet. Advent is the time of year when our Bible readings help us get ready to observe not just Jesus' birth, but also to get ready for his coming again in glory. Just getting ready for Jesus' birth, maybe we could do that in less than the 4 weeks of Advent. But getting ready for Jesus to come again in glory, we've got some work to do. Jesus' first coming as a baby in the manger and his second coming necessarily belong together, like two covers of a book or like a box and a lid. His first coming was necessary in order to prepare for the second. The second coming is necessary in order to deliver all the gifts promised to us by the first. And so, in this text, Peter is reminding us why we are waiting so long and what we are to be doing meanwhile so that time flies. We wait for God to renew all of creation. God waits for repentant personal renewal, and so we eagerly wait for God to renew us forever. Let's think first about how we are waiting for God to renew all of creation. Peter writes, "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." This season is not just about all the stuff with which the stores and eventually our homes are overflowing, but in fact, the end of all this stuff. Because history is not just a holiday road trip that never ends, so that the answer to the question, "Are we there yet?" is always no. On our own, we would be lost. We would be forever going around and around in circles, going past the same familiar kind of events over and over and over again. But instead, there are intersections where God intervenes, like Noah's flood that Peter mentions earlier in his letter, but especially Jesus coming into our history to interrupt it. And God will intervene in history again, bringing it all to an end, bringing to an end time itself, bringing us to God who is outside of time, Peter is telling us. Now, many look forward to Christmas as a time when they'll get new things. Everywhere you look, there is the latest new thing that everyone just has to have. And compared to that, what we had before is just boring. We might wonder how long technology can keep on improving at this pace. But one result of getting so excited about such things that intrinsically don't last is that everything, ultimately, is boring. But all the new things that everybody in the whole world is going to get this year is just the tip of the iceberg compared to the new that God has in store. God is not just going to bring something new to the earth. God's going to bring all heaven and earth to renewal. Now, some things that you get may require not just some assembly, but some disassembly, taking a system apart in order to install that new thing and reassemble it. The system of this world has been broken. It's been ruined by sin, and so it is corrupted to its very core. So much so that God needs to take it apart down to the very atomic elements. Every part of its works is going to be exposed, Peter tells us, as it's dissolved. Because the new thing that God is giving us is righteousness. But, as you will find every time you try to do something right, this is not a world in which righteousness lasts very long. It is attacked like a foreign virus in a body. This toxic environment, which is itself must be totally changed in order to make a place in which righteousness dwells. That's what Peter is pointing to. But now, who can live in that kind of environment? It would be toxic to sinners like us. So, God waits for repentant personal renewal. Do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness? You know that more and more people are doing their shopping online. Well, there's some advantages to that, but one disadvantage is you have to wait for the stuff to get delivered. And for people who like instant gratification, that might be hard. It might be hard to be that patient. Peter tells us to be patient because God's new life for us is on the way. But it's God who is the one who is being patient. If you've ever gone to a photographer, maybe you're going to do it this holiday season, for a family portrait, you know that it's not just a snap. The photographer is waiting for that moment when everyone has a decent look on their face. The bigger the family, the longer that might take. God wants the whole world to be in His family. But if God took a picture of us right now, how many would be looking around at meaningless distractions? How many would be scratching their head in confusion about God's truth? How many would be yawning in total disinterest in God or anyone else? How many would be scowling or sticking their tongue out at someone else? God is being patient, waiting for us to repent, because He does not want to leave any of us out of His picture. We are the ones who too often insist on being cropped out of it, because we don't like how we look. Back to the picture of us waiting for things to be delivered. It's good that we have this time, because what's holding up the delivery of God's peace and His joy and His hope and His love and His holiness that He's giving us is all that old junk sitting around in our life, taking up space. Things that we can't bring ourselves to part with. Pride, selfishness, lust, and bitterness. But like that appliance delivery man, God, who has new life ready to bring us, is more than ready to haul away that old stuff for free. Our old way of life is not worth anything as a trade-in. It's no use trying to clean it up thinking that we can barter with God for something better. The reason to repent and let go of our failed goodness is not so that God will give us something new, but it's because God is already giving us His new holiness. And so now we have no use for our old self-righteousness anymore, or our old ways. So now we eagerly wait for God to renew us forever. Peter writes, "The earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God? Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by Him without spot or blemish and at peace." Right now, there are some children who are trying to behave with the thought that someone is watching them to see if they deserve any presents this year. There is, in fact, someone who is watching us. He's always watching us, and that's God. But He is not watching us to see what we deserve. He can see that in an instant. We deserve nothing. He is watching and observing our ragged, tattered way of life to see what it is that we need, which is everything. Peter says, in the end, the works that are done on earth will be exposed. Which works are those? When it's our works, God already sees those. They're already exposed. We will see that at the end we will see exposed for ourselves that what we have done for ourselves is wasted effort. The only value in the things we do is the benefit that they do for others. But the works that will really stand out when all things are exposed is the works that Jesus has done on this earth. He who is the holy God is the one who has lived the life of holiness and godliness that is necessary. And so Peter writes in his first letter that He is the Lamb without blemish and defect who has been sacrificed for us. It's His precious blood that has redeemed us from this empty, worthless way of life. So, if we are going to be found without spot or blemish, it is because we have been found by the Good Shepherd who laid down His life for the sheep. If we are to live a righteous life, we have to wait for it to be given to us by God. When we are found in Christ, then we are at peace. Even when the whole world is falling to pieces around us. So, we eagerly hasten God's coming by calling out in prayer, "God, hurry up! Come and help us!" And He does. And we don't have to wait for Him to come to us in His Word, where He is calling to us, promising forgiveness every day. We don't have to wait for Him to come to us in Holy Communion, using the elements that He holds together to feed us Jesus' own body and blood to strengthen us for holy living. We don't have to wait for Him to come with the Holy Spirit, who turns us to repentance, who leads us to faith, who guides us in righteous living. And God Himself also works to preserve our spiritual lives, so that we are ready at any moment for His coming again, which we wait for more eagerly than anyone would wait for Christmas. Because we are waiting for God to renew all of creation, to melt down all the stuff of this creation and reform it into a perfect home for righteousness. And so God waits for our personal renewal through repentance. He wants everyone to be in the picture of His family, smiling and holding on to this new righteousness that He has given us. And so we eagerly wait for God to renew us forever by what He Himself is doing in our lives already right now, through what Jesus has already done for us to make us ready for our eternal home. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and mind in true faith, in life everlasting. Amen.